You're listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. Hey, friends. Dan Duvall here to give you a few quick announcements before we get to this week's podcast. Number one, this particular episode of Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall will be graphic in nature. My guest and the things she will be describing will not be appropriate for young children. And so I am stating this as a trigger warning right out the gate. Number two, DanDuvall.com and Overcomer Accelerated are two websites you need to check out. DanDuvall.com is the home of the Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall podcast. It is not connected to the Bride Ministries church or ministry platform whatsoever. It's completely independent, and this is why we offer a store where you can buy cool merch, support the podcast, also become a podcast patron, where for a few non-tax-deductible dollars, you can support this work and also get a few benefits. So you can check all that out at danduvall.com, and Overcomer Accelerated is our platform where we are offering survivors an accelerated approach to healing and deliverance that is empowered with educational materials and live support groups. And so with that said, one final thought, we are going to have our Bride Tribe advance. And this is a pitch for the ministry side of things, but hey, I can say whatever I want here. So we are promoting the Bride Tribe advance, which is going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I want you guys to know that we are continuing to keep our registration at $50 for the indeterminable future. Now, with that said, there is one caveat, and that's that we are selling fast. All of a sudden, like, registrations really kicked up a lot. And so, look, don't miss out. We actually, as of this announcement, only have maybe 28 double king rooms left. And then we completely sold out of those. So please, if you want a room, go to booking.bridemovement.com and get that settled. We are going to be meeting in November, and it's going to be incredible. We're calling it Justice and Judgment, Ecclesia Rising, and we are there to take territory. One final announcement. We love you. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. Those were your announcements. Well, friends, welcome to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. We're back. And I am back with Esther, a.k.a. Sue Ford, Twin B. And we are here to continue the conversation that we have been having over the past several months. She's joined me on multiple occasions. Now, this will be our fourth interview together. Now, if you read the book, Thanks for the Memories, you know that Sue Ford's life was the life of a true survivor of MK Ultra at the highest levels, Project Monarch at the highest levels, CIA programming at the highest levels. And that was Esther's sister. And as we have learned in taking our journey with Esther here on Discovering Truth, Esther was actually the twin, the hidden twin of Sue Ford, the Sue Ford that wrote that book, living much of her life in underground bases and in different secret locations around the world. And she has now taken over her sister's life, and she is putting all the pieces together and joining us to continue this extraordinary story. Esther, welcome back to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall.
Thank you, Pastor Dan. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Last time we got together, we were talking about Joseph Mengele and your extensive experiences with him. Obviously, that also went into some other directions, but you are not done talking about that subject yet.
No. Or not.
So I'm going to just turn it over to you. Like last time, I think you're going to be reading us excerpts of the written memories that you have recovered and walking us through what the Lord has done.
Yes, I'm going to be reading just exactly from my journal, so things aren't in chronological age order so much, but they are, it's the information. And I just wanted to say, even before I get started, that you mentioned the hidden ones. And I would just say to every SRA, to ask yourself, your part, your spirit, do I have a hidden twin or triple? Are we triplets? And I would ask that for every coach that you have, bride ministry coaches, therapists, any ministers that are watching, and you know SRA survivors, ask them the same. If they have, they're going to have to ask inside, because they're not going to know consciously at all if they have a twin or a hidden twin. Because I feel like it's my part of my calling to identify the other hidden ones like me. I believe Jesus rescued me out of that, from underground bases to having all of these memories that I could share, that I was the hidden one, and that others could, you know, follow, understand it as even possible. So anyway, I'm going to start with my journal, and I'm starting with Tommy was one of my first parts. He was actually Sue's first part to come out and identify himself when she woke up in the 80s. And so when I started working with Jesus after he rescued me in February 2019, he brought back Tommy. And Sue and I and our triplet all have all the same parts and the same systems. So Tommy was then brought, Jesus brought him forward to me, is what I want to say. So so this is how it all went. I'm just going to be reading from my journal, and I'll try to explain if it doesn't sound right. Okay. That morning, in Tommy's childish scrawling in our journal, he wrote this from Tommy, Jesus's main kid inside. Well, and Patrick too. But now my turn. He was only like 3 years old, I think. So he's talking in little boy talk. He says, I have been working with Jesus while you, mommy, not Miss Sue. You know, I know now, Jesus, say you are two different people. Sue, I call Miss Sue, and you, Esther, I will call mommy, okay? And I said, yes, Tommy. And I said, I'm thrilled to hear you again. Are you okay? And Tommy says, Tommy here. He talks like a little soldier. Tommy here, yes, I okay, but such bad things happen to Tommy, make Jesus cry. Sad tears, and Tommy too. Thank you for knowing truth of what happened to me, mommy. There is more bad that Jesus wants Tommy to share. And then Jesus steps in, and Jesus says, Tommy and I have continued working within while you, Esther, are getting everything prepared. I am with you, holding you, steadying you, holding your fragile, broken heart. No, you don't need a therapist. You and I and Tommy are doing this together. Remember, I am the God who created you, who holds you up. Now Tommy has more to share. So Tommy takes the pen, and Tommy drew for me a backward Z, which he explained opens this system inside. And I wrote, I will write for you, okay, Tommy? Because otherwise it would have taken forever. And Tommy said, okay, Z is a zipper program and keeps the content, the massive torture of children, closed up so we never know. But Jesus, he opened the zipper because he knowed the code to open the file. Z backward opens the area inside regarding the Mengele twin experiment and eugenics program. We were a large part of that program. They used our DNA, our egg, and then our babies that they enlisted into the secret, above top secret classified project. And then I said, my children and I are still a part of this project and are all undocumented mind control slaves, except for one thing, and that is the miracle factor. Jesus rescued us out of their total control and got us to safety, and then is delivering us from demons and breaks our programming after identifying the children and infants inside who are all part of these hideous experiments to create the human perfect, the perfect human who also held the key to immortality. Our immortality coming back from the dead was only because Jesus made us come back here to earth, but we never wanted to. So now Tommy has information to share about more of what happened. So Tommy drew a picture of Mengele with black eyes under which he wrote, "He very bad man." He continued, "We were his favorite. Mengele say we are worth more than all the gold in the world because we don't die. We don't stay dead. We want to own that and make more babies." He wanted to own that and make more babies from us who he hoped were also carriers of what he called the immortality gene. And then at that time, an overseer came into our system, and the overseer shared information. And she said, "We were not allowed to touch, see, or bond with our newborns. They were removed from us immediately. I am an overseer in the system, and I have seen it all. Our life was scheduled with Rothschild and other dynasty family births as they paid vast sums of money to be witness to the Death Alive Project. Witnessing the death of our body and then witnessing this body coming back to life time and time again. Unlike our twin Susan Sharon presidential model mind file, the public Sue Ford, we, now Esther, were used to create the perfect master race as they bred us to dynasty families, known rulers of this world, so they could use our offspring as part of their bloodline, all hidden, of course. Some babies were swapped into birth mothers of dynasty families. We became a valuable source, both genetically, but also financially. And these children also have had children. The truth is, there are many undocumented children and adults in the world who, due to mind control from the uterus and early childhood, have no idea who they truly are. Much like you, they were used as resources and slave labor for their owners who bought them. The experiments are still ongoing that follow them for a lifetime and follow their offspring for a lifetime so they can continue their experiments. One part of the experiment is to see whether this mind control programming becomes inbred, which is their hope, so that future generations will automatically house the mind control programs genetically and not need all this high-tech programming. This seems to partially be the case. And then the head of this next section is NASA is involved in mind control. NASA is highly involved. So are military bases and research hospitals. Going into the New World Order, that which Alexandra Rothschild calls the global governance, requires the use of these programmed mind control slaves who are to be the framework of the government, the one world government around the world with headquarters in every area of the world, controlled by these mind control slaves who maintain order for their global elitist owners. These slaves look and act human, but their minds have been taken over and given their owner's agenda. This was to be in place by 2022, but you can see now that it's 2024 that they didn't make the date. Alexandra Rothschild was chosen as the Rothschild leader now and was needed for his youthful age of 40-something to ensure he is around for enough time to see this generational plan to fruition. Some of our children are under his ownership. Some of our children are in England under Lord Jacob Rothschild, who just died, and others in key places around the world. We have a son named Samuel, who's a rabbi in Israel. We have Michael, who is a priest in Rome. We have Nathaniel, who is somehow linked into the British royal family. We have Chloe, who is linked into the Rothschild, and there's others. And I just want to say now that in this, we're now Jesus is talking, and he says, he asked me during our journaling time then, please be open to Tommy in the coming days as he has vital information to share. Jesus says he's keeping him close, and he told us to rest. Okay, this was written in August of 2020. I said, Esther, I wrote, wonderful recovery from yesterday's torture memories and outside planting fall seeds just as it started storming. Holy Spirit, please show me as I started crying and I heard sobbing inside. And I hear a little boy's voice and he says, Mommy, it's me, Tommy. I reading Bible with you. Acts 4:13. I am with Jesus too. And we were both sobbing. Jesus want me to tell you, we knew Mengele, Dr. Mengele. He is a very bad man, Jesus say. Jesus teach us when Dr. Mengele tortured us. Jesus say, Tommy, this is wrong. This is a very bad man. You do not deserve this at all. You have done nothing wrong, okay? And Tommy say, okay, Jesus. But we must be bad for bad men to hurt us so badly, beat us with leather straps on our bare back and bottom, and put us, forced us, threw us down into a raised piece of wood on our bare stomach. And the guards hold us down on our stomach with our bottom propped up, and Mengele had his doctor thing on his forehead. Not know what it did, and he made the guards hold our bottom open while he stuck metal things up our bottom, and it hurted so bad. He said words in German. We have needles he stuck into our bottom inside, and he tell guards something, and the guards hold us down while the needles are still inside of us. It hurted. Sting, burn, achy, stomach hurt from board where we were forced to lay over. We can't take it, Mommy. Not another minute and we pass out. We don't know what we call it, but we go see Jesus. He talked to us and Jesus tell us, this is a very bad man. Stay here with me for a while, Tommy. And Jesus hold me on his lap. I love Jesus more than anything. He is everything to me and to Patrick too. And I said, as Esther, I'm so sorry, Tommy. What can I do to help? Tommy said, Jesus say he want you to tell the world what Dr. Mengele did to us and others. And I said, did Jesus tell you how to tell? And Tommy says, yes, a book. Jesus says Mengele is dead, but his experiments continue. They are still done now on our family members and many others worldwide in secret on military bases and other places. Everyone involved is programmed so they can't remember. Jesus wants you to get help for the others by writing and telling the truth. Others will come forward and this will be exposed and stopped. Jesus says time is coming when those who do such things, especially to children, will be destroyed. He wants you to tell to get help for the others. And I said, yes, Tommy, I will. Will that help you too? And Tommy said, Jesus is all I need. I'm okay, but this is still happening, Mommy. And I said, did Jesus say when to write the book and put it out? And Tommy said, Jesus said You're writing it now, and more will come to add to it. Jesus, say thank you, Esther. Okay, and then this was a couple of days later. We were reading Acts, the book of Acts. And I wrote, reading Acts this morning triggered me. Paul going to the Isle of Malta, we went there too. And I didn't get any memories about that, but later I did, but not here. And then again, a few days later, we were out in the garden, and I heard a little child's voice inside crying, and it was Tommy again. And he said, why they want to keep killing us, Mommy? And I said, I began to explain to Tommy. Tommy, these were very sick, twisted, evil men and people who wanted desperately to know how we came back to life. But then I went into a panic and terror myself, but I couldn't figure out why. And Jesus came in and he said, Esther, when you're ready, this will be very disturbing. I have Tommy with me. He is the one forward in the body who took this event. Eat now or you won't be able to afterwards. And I said, okay, Tommy and Holy Spirit, I'm here. Jesus, please lead us. Please lead us. I keep hearing Catholic chant and prayer words chant repetitively. I see through the darkened cave-like area. It's underground. There are candles lit at the sides of the wall and on large pedestals in the room. The Pope is there on his throne. He has on a white robe and the white cap on his head. Our body is in Susie part at 3 years old with curly blonde, long hair, long red velvet dress. Before our hair was cut like a boy on both of us twins. Tommy says, Miss Sue, this Tommy, oops, I mean Esther, I forget. It was so real. I mean, the whole thing, he was having to adjust to that too. So I said, Esther, I said, it's okay, Tommy, I understand. We were both twin A and B called Susie or Sue, and both of us looked the same, had the same personality systems. So you were installed in both of us, and I remember some of what you had to go through when you told me about it last year in 2019 when we were first rescued, and I am so sorry. And Tommy said, it's okay, Miss Esther, I was Jesus. He helped Tommy stand and keep standing. Even when one Tommy falls to knees with too much torture, Tommy too takes over the body, and they made lots of numbered Tommies so we could make it to the end of competition where they judged whose slave was the best and could take the most torture. Miss Esther, we always won. Daddy Rothschild, which is Guy Rothschild, made sure we did with the best, latest, and most advanced programmers like Josef Mengele. But Jesus brought me today to tell you about the Pope when we were 3 years old in 1954. Pope Pius XII, involved in Nazi Germany affairs, according to Wikipedia. So we were taken by Baron Guy Rothschild in the dark of the night down into the tunnel under the Vatican. Daddy Rothschild wanted to be there with us. I think he wanted to meet the Pope too. Yes, there were many popes over our lifetime, but this one, when we were three, was especially bad. And I wrote, I keep dissociating, or maybe it's Tommy, but I lose my place listening to this memory. So we were dissociating hearing it.
Wow.
Okay, so Tommy said, yes, there were many popes over our lifetime, but this one, when we were three, was especially bad. Daddy hurried us. He had on a robe kind of like the Pope's, and we got on a rickety old elevator of sorts down into the deepest part where the Pope was in that dark cave area, lit with candles, creepy, and torches, which were the creepiest. Jesus says, I can sleep on his lap tonight after I tell you this. Otherwise, I couldn't sleep because I would be too scared. My body is starting to shake now. Sorry. Very nervous. Here's what happened. The Pope called his men, the priest, pontiff, all of those names he uses to bring the subject, he called us. Daddy Rothschild brought us to stand in front of him, and the Pope asked us questions that he already must have known the answer to, because we were the only one there besides Daddy. Pope asked, "What is your name?" He asked in Latin, I think. And Daddy Rothschild told me what he said in English with his French accent. "Giuseppe," we said, because that is what Daddy said to tell him our name was, with our legs shaking so badly under our robe, Giuseppe. The Pope kept asking questions, and I got so scared. He ran down into a little puddle at my feet. Daddy sidestepped me away from it. The Pope motioned for Daddy to bring me closer for examination. That meant taking off our clothes to see if we were good enough, I guess. Daddy brought me closer to the Pope and took off all of our clothes. We were terrified. Then the Pope told him to step aside. We didn't hear all of those words, but that is what Daddy did. The Pope stood up, and he was naked under his huge robe, but he had this metal thing with pokers going out from it attached to his penis. He made us turn backwards to him, and he pushed us bent over at the waist and then pulled his robe up and jammed his metal framed with pokers penis into our bottom. It ripped and shredded us. He entered our front and back, and we were no longer in our body. We were with our Jesus. What would we have done without Jesus? Jesus held us in his arms while the Pope did this to us. And we just closed our eyes and stayed close to Jesus. We never want to be anywhere else, never. We'd rather die than be taken from Jesus. The pain was way past excruciating. And they brought towels to stick between our legs to catch and hold the blood. Daddy had a private surgeon waiting who came to our hotel room and worked for a long time sewing us up. We weren't in our body fully for quite some time because healing from that was excruciatingly painful too. You have no idea what a miracle it is that even today we use the bathroom pretty normally compared to the number of times we have been assaulted by vicious tortures. Men who cared not the slightest if they hurt us or maimed us or even killed us. Jesuits, popes, Mengele all did tortures and murderous things to us. And Daddy Guy Rothschild demonstrating that we could die, be intentionally killed, and come back to life. Only because of one thing that Daddy Guy didn't know, and that was our Jesus. It had nothing to do with us, and 100% of everything to do with Jesus. And most of the time, he took most of the pain, if not all, but it was still terrifying and painful and too scary for 3-year-olds. Tommy continued, "And today, Miss Esther, when you killed that snake outside, a copperhead," and I did, "we identified with that copperhead, and he didn't even move or try to get away or defend himself, just like us. We couldn't either. And now here we are in a nearly 70-year-old body working with Jesus to tell you, Esther, what happened, because I understand now it was your body." Twin B, who experienced this Tommy memory. "Miss Esther, I know you are very, very tired and shook up too, and me too. So let's get in bed and Jesus will hold us both all night, okay?" And I said, "Yes, I can barely keep my eyes open. So sorry, Tommy, for what happened." Tommy said, "It's okay. I got used to it. But I got to spend lots and lots of time with Jesus. He said he loves us and to go to bed now." So I learned through these kids that they spend a lot of time with Jesus. So, okay. This is a few days later again in August 2020. And I wrote, "It's been rough. I can't think well. Going into weird mind not working episodes. I hear things and can't process them and keep being very forgetful. This morning, Jesus said, I have Tommy still with me. So I was telling Tommy how so very sorry I am things happened to him. And Jesus put his hand out onto my shoulder and then around my shoulders and tenderly said, Esther, this was you. your body at 3 years old. This happened to you. So he started reintegrating us that way. In the coming month, Jesus said, I will help you embrace that which happened to you and all parts as a whole. This is making you saw big tears of grief because you know how you know deep down inside that this was and is you. So no more dissociative barriers, dissociative protection from the truth. This is going to be reintegration God's way, not man's way. One day you will help others with this. And I said, how could they do this to us or to a little baby, toddler, child? God, how could they do this? And the Holy Spirit said, they have become taken over by demons who inhabit them more and more each day. You had and have a calling and spent much time with me and my angels in school of sort to retain, regain, and sustain your humanity, your purity, and your loving heart. No one makes it in this loving state without my help. Many have sought me in those desperate childhood abuse times of severe crisis, and most are still mine. In time, I will call you to help some of them who have chosen to heal. You and I will work together for the next 3 months in an intensive school where I will be bringing you into a wholeness not understood to be possible by humans on earth. But this is not human, earthly man's healing. This is my supernatural healing performed by my spirit upon you and later others. I love you, my child, and you will heal and move past this to all that I have for you. And then during that time, I was going to a church and a man that I didn't even know very well came up to me and he said, I have a word from the Lord for you. And I said, what? And he said, there's a battle coming. Stand in what God tells you to do. Do not be afraid. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by our testimony. That was a cool. I didn't really understand that until now, especially reading your book and all your prayers. You got that. Okay. So this starts September 2020. I wrote, I had sweet dreams of beautiful flower garden, maybe heaven, and woke at 5 a.m. amazingly refreshed and after yesterday's deep and painful work. God is so faithful to restore me, but I wasn't prepared for what memories were to come. The Holy Spirit said, Esther, your time to be public is not yet. Seek me as I do the work of the scripture you just read. Romans 12. Give your bodies to Christ as a living sacrifice. Number two, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Number three, don't think you are better than you really are. We are all just a part of Christ's body, and I await his position, job, and gifts of spirit he has for me. And I wrote, I feel really weird. I'm devastated, numbed, sickened by what I just saw and remember flashback to in abreaction. I know the Holy Spirit is with me, but this still feels impossible to endure. I was preparing a smoothie, and as I poured the milk in, it bubbled up some, and I had a flashback of seeing a baby gurgling. The definition says so-called death rattle refers to a gurgling sound that individuals often make during the dying process. When people are no longer able to swallow or cough, saliva builds up in the back of the throat and airways, causing a rattling sound when air passes through. This was unmistakable, and yet I had no idea consciously, not me, Esther, of what on earth this was or meant. I was just horrified. And then I in an ab reaction, I saw a live baby, lots of them, in line, in assembly line fashion, and they were being stabbed. And I prayed for God for words to help me with this. They were being stabbed in the throat or near there, and I can hardly write. but they were still alive when someone killed, like when someone stabbed them, killed like surgeons in the lineup knew exactly how to, I think I might've missed the line here. I'm just going to start over here. Then I saw in an abreaction, I saw a live baby, lots of them in line, assembly line fashion, and they were being stabbed in the throat or near there. And they were still alive when someone skilled, like surgeons in the lineup, knew exactly how to surgically disconnect, carve out their vital organs. Now I feel sick and I throw up. But they knew how to carve out their vital organs, heart, liver, spleen, eyes, all their organs, harvested and carefully placed in containers with smoke, like dry ice, and flown away. Help me, Jesus. I feel dizzy, sick, and weak. My legs are shaking. God, what is this? It's like a big warehouse and everyone has on surgical gowns and masks. I can't think right now to know where to at. Oh, the lineups, assembly line, my control slave, stand lined up, hold ice picks or some type of sharp instruments. And as the babies come through the conveyor belt in little containers, they are stabbed to death. The slave stabs them, then the next slave in the line knows her job, and the next, and the next. Some women slaves have been trained as surgeons to perfectly remove baby organs. No one could snitch or go to the cops because they are all under mind control with no control over their own self, body, or mind in any way. Their parts hold the memory of the events, but their presenter parts have no memory and clues. Holy Spirit came forward and he said, it is called an organ harvesting factory, and these are real. Babies are bred in slave factories where the slaves are totally under mind control, like you were until last year when I rescued you and had you escape. The slaves are bred and fed, and their babies are harvested from them by induced labor and planned birth. And then the infants are immediately removed from the mothers and kept alive until the optimum time to harvest the infant's organs. Then they are sold at market and flown all over the world. This is still happening in the United States of America and in other countries. It is a big operation and funds many Rothschild endeavors in advanced research, largely DNA research. These factories, infant organ harvest factories, are also in Germany and France and are undercover Rothschild enterprises, but veiled and secretly hidden. The rich and famous are always able to order body parts for themselves or their families through these underground sources. And I wrote, as Esther, my heart is racing, acting weird, and I'm so upset I can hardly function or write. Holy Spirit is with me, helping me, even the words when I can't find them right now. Holy Spirit says, Esther, I am here with you. And with your permission, I am undoing, disengaging the programming within you and Sue and her daughter as it is linked up. Okay, I'm going to kind of, what's the word?
Wow. Well, before you continue to the next, I'm just going to take a moment just say this is a massive bomb drop for some people. And, you know, folks that are listening to this podcast, what you have to understand is this is a season, I believe, where God and heaven are moving to bring about massive justice and course correction all over the world. The reality of the descriptions that you're hearing Esther bring should not be the highlight of, oh, I feel uncomfortable because I'm disturbed. What's disturbing is the fact that organ harvesting factories exist. What's disturbing is that this exists while we are sleeping. So many of us completely tuned out to the extraordinary amount of human suffering. This is absolutely a subject that should be understood and on the radar of communities all over the country, because like she said, this is happening here, right here in the United States, other countries as well, Germany. Yeah. So You know, my question to all of you listeners is, are you okay with this? Would you rather let this continue while you're conveniently left out of the loop, you know, uninformed, just get to pretend like it's not happening to hundreds of thousands or millions of children just on a conveyor belt being killed? I would suggest that it's time that we just lay down our comfort zone and take seriously these things, these matters, and begin to ask the Lord, what is our part? What is our part? Many of us, it's just to literally pray for the exposure of these things and to hold the information in our hearts, like, well, no, we're not going to be duped by three-letter agencies and their cover-up schemes, and we're not going to be corralled around and fed lies and just say, oh, well, I guess I'll just believe that because, you know, some bought and sold news agency was giving me a script. This is the real world. And so, with that said, please continue.
So on that, what I want to say is today is National Day of Prayer. And I'll ask everybody, please pray for these hidden places where infants, babies, I know how it feels to be tortured. I got to suffer and experience that so I could advocate for it. I know this is horrific. I experienced probably the same kind of horror that most people that are watching are experiencing right now, because as the presenter personality, I had no clue any of this. I was sick. I wanted to throw up. I mean, yeah, it happened to me, and I was being reintegrated and told what happened. But still, I've learned that by facing the truth, that and using your prayers, a lot of your prayers target these evils, and that with all of our prayers together, that it's gonna bring in angels and the Holy Spirit to start exposing this so we can stop it.
Amen.
And that's the only
Amen.
way it's gonna stop.
Come on.
It's with all of us. We're the body of Christ. We're not waiting to get raptured out of here. We're staying here on earth. When Jesus is coming back to earth, we're here with him on earth. That's how I see it with him. We're here with him on earth, and we are bringing in whatever he's bringing in, and he's cleaning up. He keeps telling me that, Esther, you're my witness. You're the reason why I rescued you. You're my witness. So, you know, I'm just a witness. But I can't even tell you how awful it is to be tortured as a little child. And to have no one there to help you, to stop it, to protect you. But I had Jesus. But a lot of kids didn't. Their moms didn't pray. But anyway, I ask you, please, please pray and ask for all of this horror that you're listening to be divulged. And okay, I'm gonna start again.
Please.
Okay, so this is going to be a little short part here, I think. Okay, but he asked for permission to undo, disengage the programming within me, my twin, and her daughter as it was linked up. And he said, of whose daughter? She appears to be a mental patient, but she has programmed parts who actually come forward during the day or night to perform duties for the group right there from the hospital. No one is. Whatever they program her to do, she does, with no ability to say no or defect. Psychiatrist is also part of it still to this day. All are total mind control slaves who have no ability to think or act on their own. They are total robots, machines, perfected, automated for mindless, but perfectly perform whatever task commanded by their owners and handlers. I'm going to expose this through you, Esther. I will lead you step by step, but the first step is deliverance and healing for you. My Esther, I am here with you. I will lead you in time to expose the stealing of twins and other multiple births at birth and the hidden children and the mind control slavery. This is very big and now prolific and operating in full swing. I am exposing it so you can rest now and sleep and you will feel more functional after you wake tomorrow. I am with you, my child. You are never alone. Rest and I will recover you. This will be how I recover your children, grandchildren, and great grandchildren. Which is, wow, that was. Okay. The Holy Spirit also said, this is a large part of what they have used you and other slaves for. Slave labor, slaves whose minds are totally controlled to do evil work for their slave masters. You were also involved as a medical research subject. These were for you and still are for many hellish projects with no oversight. I am putting a stop to this. So, you know, that's one thing the Holy Spirit showed me about Pastor Daniel Duvall is that he's doing what's on Jesus's heart. He's doing it. And he's faced this evil that had to make him uncomfortable for what, 15 more years, 20 years, with survivors all over the place, which is nothing short to me of a miracle. And so I thank God for you, and I ask him to bless you and your family more and more and more. This is just really
You're
your
very
work.
Kind.
I'm truthful. Okay, this next part is our grandmother knew and visited Joseph Mengele, which we didn't know that when we first were rescued. Well, we didn't know any of it. But we wrote this on December 26th, 2021. Okay, our grandmother, Alice Winifred Van Eaton Hull, came to where we, Twin B, now called Esther, was held and caged with Joseph Mengele. She was coordinating me and Sue, Twin A, with Joseph Mengele. I see her, Winnie, in her dress. This is in the early 1950s, or probably 54, 55, 56. I see her, this was a memory, in her dress, work slacks like she wore when she went to work at Douglas Aircraft, in her green Buick to Santa Monica, California, where she said she upholstered airplanes. Winnie occasionally brought Twin A and Susie with her to visit Joseph Mengele as they worked together on our One Mind programming. And I want to stop here just for 1 second because I was surprised when I heard L.A. Marzulli and Kevin Zedi, he's a pastor, talk about Lockheed and Douglas Aircraft and all these places as involved with the UFO stuff. And so we were able to identify that then as she was all linked in through that. That's where she worked. Okay.
Incredible.
Winnie occasionally brought Twin A, Susie, with her to visit Joseph Mengele as they worked together on one of our One Mind programming sessions. One time with Mengele, Winnie stood behind him, looking over his shoulder as he used a syringe to put Susie down. This was me, Twin B, now called Esther by Jesus, the twin that stayed with Mengele for weeks on end. But Winnie and Mengele called both of us twins Susie as part of our One Mind programming that they eventually made flawless. But my twin's turn came right after leaving us both deeply drugged. We were both out, laid out and sprawled on our back with our mouth gaping open from the drug. Mengele said, they will both be very suggestible in this state. And he put his finger to his lips, indicating for Winnie to be silent. She nodded in agreement. I, Twin B, was now out of the body in my watcher part, as programmed, who reported everything to Daddy, Baron Guidi Rothschild. Our grandmother was very accommodating to Joseph Mengele, held his clipboard, handed him items when he asked, like she was his medical assistant. I, Twin B, was now out of the body. Mengele took blood samples and handed Winnie the tourniquet that he removed from our arm. When he took the blood samples, he took extra vials of blood and handed them to Winnie, and she put the vials into little holders. We watched from out of body, and Mengele sickeningly took one of the vials and drank it down like he was taking a shot of whiskey, and he threw the glass vial and it broke. We were outside somewhere. My twin and I look about 5 years old. It's hard to tell. I had seen an ocean down from the cliff. It was balmy and very warm. Our grandmother held each of us separately over her knee and had a struggle to move our drugged, deadweight bodies over her legs. We were naked now while Mengele got on his knees and pulled his penis out to sodomize both of us. He explained this was an important step in successful one-mind programming. As he sodomized each one of us, he called us both Susie, and then later he sodomized us again. After administering another type of drug, only this time he sodomized our drug bodies. He called us both Starshine. Winnie also had a diagram, a map of sorts, of our programming for what she called Winnie creative personalities. Our grandmother seemed absolutely enamored with Joseph Mengele. And when the sun went down and it got dark, Mengele had his arm around Winnie's waist and they looked like a couple in love. Yuck. Pulling out of this memory back into the present, I asked Jesus, what on earth? Jesus, help me, as I hadn't ever known that our grandmother knew Joseph Mengele or worked with him. But this makes sense because she was intricately involved in our programming and cross-programming, including using pins to actually sew us together as toddlers. Sue wrote about that in Thanks for the Memory. Oh, God. Our grandmother and Mengele slept in a large tent that looked like a medical type tent with windows in it and looked like they were on a safari or something. Winnie wore a fashionable scarf around her neck sideways. Being a tailor, a seamstress, she was always dressed to perfection when in public. And when the couple went into the tent, Winnie looked back at us twins laid out on the ground, still drugged, and Mengele indicated we wouldn't wake up for quite some time and we would have total amnesia of all that occurred due to the drug. They left us like that all night. It wasn't cold outside, though. It was more like tropical climate. As I finish writing this memory in a half-awake state, I hear another part whisper Paraguay, which is in South America. I believe that we were also in Brazil at times with Mengele. Typed from our journal entries dated February 19, 2023, flashbacks don't come in order by our age. They come randomly and or when Jesus intentionally triggers them and brings the parts involved forward. I was worshiping in song and began to have a flashback. I see the obelisk, like in D.C., that in a vision emerged from my crotch area yesterday. And it's broken off at the top, but the Holy Spirit said the root remains. Today we destroy the root, my Esther. And this is entitled Guy Rothschild and Joseph Mengele. I hope this all goes good. From inside of me, I heard a female voice say, I am here, Esther. Oh, how we have grown in Jesus. Jesus sent me to share with you today. I am the one who originally had the obelisk installed through massive torture at the hands of Joseph Mengele and his evil men's hands. Our original parts and mind control system were created, as you may remember, all starting with S name. And as your twin, Sue, twin A, began remembering, I, Sandy, was one of the earliest mothers of children born to the Rothschilds, and specifically Daddy, meaning Baron Guy Rothschild. Many of these deepest and most evil satanic worship and tortures were done by Joseph Mengele and Daddy, Guy Rothschild, in jungle areas in Peru, South America, or wherever Mengele was hiding, operating at high occult satanic levels with Daddy's occult agendas. This obelisk was installed as Daddy Guy was nearly suffocating us with his erect penis jamming our mouth, closing and blocking our airway so we could barely breathe, as at the same time, Joseph Mengele was ramming his penis up our bottom, and we felt gone, already past the tortured feeling. Although right now, I, Esther, in the present here in 2023, can feel the severe pain in our anus feeling torn up. Please take this pain, Jesus. And then back to the memory. We did pass away, and we passed into Jesus' presence. We thank God now that the mother who carried us twins in her womb had the presence of mind to pray and ask Jesus help her. And helping Sue was helping us, as these two demonically possessed men proceeded with their intense, torturous acts against our infant newborn body. We are now sobbing. We, Esther and Sandy, but me, Sandy, was absent from our infant body and found ourselves sitting on the lap of the one who became our rescuer. And as we gazed at the huge light that encompassed and helped us, that he sat us on his lap, and we saw Jesus cry. But what lasted was the overwhelming peace and joy that came from his presence. And he said, whom do you choose, my little one? Without words, as an infant even, in spirit, we hugged him tightly, and we wanted to stay forever, never wanting to let go of Jesus. We fell asleep in his arms. And in those days, repeated trips to be with what we called our Mr. Lightman completely and totally cemented our decision, made not in our mind or assisted with our body, but this deeply held decision, conviction that we chose him, Jesus. This loving, peaceful presence that we came to know as Jesus, as twin A Susie began to attend church, even in the infant nursery of the Baptist Church of Woodland Hills, California, where Betty, our womb mother, dropped off baby Susie. Same time during infancy, we, twin B, Esther, were experiencing Daddy Guy Rothschild and Joseph Mengele's torture in this body that Jesus now calls Esther. And just as the one mind program Mengele installed, starting in ovum programming and a spiritual buildup of evil and demonic presences, twin A, Sue, also experienced these evil, torturous events in the same personality, Sandy, that was also installed within her programming system, duplicating ours. Just at the same time, I, Esther, twin B, experienced the deep, profound, massive, spirit-changing rescues from who I understand now is Jesus. Jesus is truly our Savior, our closest and bestest friend, the lover of our soul. And whether in this body or in the body of our twin Asu, we neither of us wanted ever to leave Jesus. We desperately clung to Jesus for our very life. And this was the number one big mistake our torturers, controllers, owners made, because Jesus is cemented, chosen deeply in our soul and spirit, even as an infant he was. I don't claim to understand all of this, except that we both, whether it was Sue or I, we chose Jesus, and there is no way we, either of us, will ever let go of Jesus. And Jesus shows me that our controllers and programmers were able to fool through 20A for a time with installing a false Jesus into our system. But the true Jesus always came through in time to rescue us again in spirit as Sue worked her way to freedom. Sadly, the most she had around her, which was a large amount of New Age belief systems, or now what we understand are Christians that are programmed. And all of this around her was fighting against her to obtain priority over Jesus. I, Sandy, believe that Jesus wants you to know from this, as he carefully has removed the roots of this evil from us, the obelisk, from our sexual organs and throat, where our owner and programs ledged their deep pocket strongholds of evil within us. Okay. You want to
Wow.
say anything? Okay. This next part I wrote, the date, Baron Guy de Rothschild, born in May 1909 in Paris, France, and Josef Mengele, Angel of Death, born March 16, 1911, in Günzburg, Germany. So they were just a couple of years apart in age. Jesus wants us to know that Guy Rothschild was in partnership with Josef Mengele. Jesus also shows me now that most Rothschild slaves will never discover these deep strongholds installed even before birth. And this recovery you see now for me has taken 4 years of daily ministry with Jesus and his deep deliverance over all that time. Most have not the time or the deep connection to Jesus in order to know the only way to freedom from Satan and his plan is through our Creator, our Savior, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit says, Jesus is removing now all control that came to stronghold our entire being. I am now yawning in deliverance. It is 11 a.m. and I am still fasting from after dinner until noon the next day. Jesus shows me that the deliverance has largely been accomplished in these prior days of deep fasting and deliverance. I, Esther, renounce and break any and all ties, oaths, covenants, anything known and unknown, made between my parts and my twin and her parts, and possibly even our triplet, with these evil men, Josef Mengele and Guy Rothschild. Please, Jesus, remove anything in me and my parts from these evil men and others. We choose you, Jesus, now and forever for eternity. And I also said the soul tie and generational curses prayers. Then this is February of 2023. And this was a flashback to an infant in an incubator. Josef Mengele tortures and programming. Not sure exactly where this one was, but my information is that Josef Mengele was with us in Brazil, Peru, South America, the Netherlands, and other places. The Holy Spirit says a gaggle of sex demons were tied deeply into your body, even as an infant. And I see me as an infant in an incubator for infants with oxygen strapped into our mouth, eyes held wide open with metal retractors and huge bright light sent in through a light rod of sorts with different rays, spectrums of light sent into each eye. I am sobbing now seeing this. It is so real. Our tiny baby body had a heart monitor strapped to our chest and a metal clamp on our right big toe and a tiny vibrator on our genitals, plus an instrument that emits shock that is received into our tiny anus by a metal rod inserted up inside of us. There are also different spectrum frequencies of light that hit our entire body as they flash on and off and change. It is overwhelming to our infant body, and we in spirit move out of it and into the hands of the one that has rescued us before, the one who offers release from these torturous, overwhelming tortures. Out of body, I notice this is not a hospital. It is actually a jungle type makeshift cabin. It's difficult to find words to explain, But as we move away from evil beyond extreme pain, we felt that we felt in our body, we find the one who offers us relief, release, and we enter fully into his light, into his presence, his love, his peace, his calm, his comfort, a love we never want to leave. In spirit, we cling to this bringer of light, of love, our rescuer. And then suddenly, I am aware in his presence that blood is dripping out of the side of our infant mouth in the incubator, dripping from the side where the oxygen tubing is taped to our mouth. With this, the woman jumps up from her chair where she is monitoring and pulls the plug on the equipment, yells for help, and in comes Joseph Mengele. She opens the incubator and begins to unhook us. As she has noticed that we look dead, we are limp and lifeless. Even taped open eyes had a dead, lifeless look. She yells, "She's not breathing." "No loss," the dark-haired man says blithely. "She's a worthless piece of trash," as he begins in a rage, kicking everything in his sight. The woman lifts the infant body up and holds it to her chest, breathing into the infant mouth, and then laying the infant body on a wooden side table, she begins CPR. Not sure how much time has passed, but she continued on and off, breathing into the infant body, only stopping the pace around a small area, even while listening to Joseph Mengele continue in a fit of rage. During this flashback, the Holy Spirit took me into yawning deliverance. And so I wrote, "Now back to the present, back to 72-year-old life. In my new life, I went to the local feed supply store today and was unable to restrain myself from buying a one-day-old Polish chick. I was overcome with life, happiness, and joy. I was so drawn to loving these adorable, alive baby chicks. But arriving home and placing them in their new home, with a heat lamp, several of them laid on their sides, eyes closed, even falling backwards, appearing dead. Immediately, I lifted them to the warmth of my body and began to breathe on them, doing CPR and prayed for Jesus, Holy Spirit, come and bring your life to these babies. Several were already cold, lifeless, and I touched their tiny beaks to the water and breathed into their mouth, and somehow they all, each one, drank. And then I held them for warmth and breathed on them and watched as they began to show signs of life. By then, the heat lamp warmed the box and they no longer laid on their back looking dead. Some even began to eat, thanks be to God. And I know now that these baby chicks tapped into something so deep inside of me that this all felt so familiar. And with this memory, I recognize now that thanks to Jesus, that these and other early infant memories are in part what was touched within me. And so now I go back into the memory. The Holy Spirit said this woman was deeply occult and was calling in clutches of demons, groups of them, and giving them assignments to come in and live in all of your chakras. Still in deep yawning deliverance and still listening to Chris Garcia, a young pastor who was online, leading lots of us online in worship with the Lord, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is here to revive the humble." And I'm crying as he continued, "To revive the spirit of the humble. Thank you, Jesus." And I began to listen during my Bible time as the worship led me deeply into the Spirit of the Lord Jesus, where he then directed me to these flashbacks. It happened quite often in those days. Then I heard the Holy Spirit say, "I am removing the groups of demons this woman called in to attach to you." And of course, she thought her CPR efforts over hours were the cause of your return to life. But now with the fullness of your conscious awareness, as I add more and more of your true reality to you, you, my child, have added your own awareness of your repeated visits to me. This was your controller's fatal mistake, for nothing can stop me, your creator, from interceding in the torture of a fetus, infant, young children, and those deep spiritual encounters with your creator who loves you. You are deep, where you are deeply held, even unconsciously, deeply into your mind and are held deeply in your spirit and eternally connected to me, which eternally connected me to you. This is why you, Esther, continue, and so did your twin, to seek me. One encounter with me is powerful, but repeated encounters increase the power within your spirit that have a profound effect subconsciously on your desires, outlook, and draws you from that deep, even as it remains unconscious, spiritual place, drawing on these profound experiences that you and others have had with me, what others call near-death experiences or death experiences. Where you experience my light, love, release, rescue from pain, release from suffering in your body, etc. Your controllers could never erase these encounters with me, no matter how hard they tried. And they worked your twin over and over, reprogramming and reprogramming, but they could never erase me. It is all these encounters with me in spirit, my Esther, that cause your actions and focus on me today, even a desperate focus, that you even want to know me no more, to know deep inside the truth that there is nothing like me. I love you, my child. Stay ever close to me now and forevermore, Jesus. And I responded, thank you that there truly is a loving God who is more powerful than Satan. I love you more than life itself, Jesus, more than anything. I thank you, Jesus. And I surrender my life to you, Jesus, and I thank you for saving and rescuing me over and over. Help me stay on the path you have for me. I feel so exhausted now with all the deliverance and this experience. And he said, rest now, my child. So that's that part of the end of the end. Part of the mingle of memories, but they're all like that. Jesus is in all of them.
Wow.
So, you know, people have one near-death experience and they're forever changed. And we had millions of them. So it's no wonder that now he calls me out to recover and tell the truth.
Well, and the beauty is, as you're reading through your journals, what you're demonstrating is you are actually recovering the memories with Jesus. And with techniques like I do not use, such as hypnosis, which some people have tried to engage to get, say, a regression experience into a memory. Well, if it works, you will have a person going into a traumatic memory and place without God, with the same darkness, despair, and fear, now having to recover and relive that. And when Jesus sits at the center of the recovery of memories, not only does he bring truth to confusion, because there are many points where you can even see him bringing clarity to situations like, I don't understand. Help me, Jesus, understand it. And he's bringing clarity. Then he's healing. And that's the beauty of working the redemptive process of a healing journey with Jesus. And the beauty of the way that you are recounting your memories in this fashion is that this is what's getting highlighted. It's not just that, yeah, awful things happened, but if Jesus will do it for you, he'll do it for everyone
he'll do it
else.
For everybody. He'll do it for everybody. And the thing was, at first, you know, I thought, oh my gosh, I don't have a therapist. I need to get a therapist. And he kept saying, no therapist, no therapist. And Sue always had therapists. But at the end, she didn't. She had Christian people and working more with Jesus like this. Actually, she started doing this.
Wow.
And for like the last, I don't know, probably 5 years or more. And so it took time to settle into not being scared that I was all alone with Jesus. And oh my God, you know, I'm all alone, Jesus. And that, how am I going to do this? But the truth is, he did it. And he continues to do it. I mean, look what he's doing. He brings me here to talk to you and brings me all of your books with all of those incredible prayers that take me, that he now directs me in your prayer books. I mean, he directs me what he'll say often. It's like this morning at 5 in the morning, he says, I want you to do prayer number 3 in the second book, in the advanced book. And so I go to that one and I say the prayer, and he always shows me something.
Wow.
It's always something relevant. And so you've made tools that people can use with Jesus. I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, don't cheat yourself. If you're a survivor, don't cheat yourself out of just saying the prayers without, you know, always invite the Holy Spirit. Help me, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, come. And, you know, invite him in. And it's really, it's like, you know, for a really, for all this time, pretty much, he's woken me at 4:30 in the morning to be with him. And I go in the word and I pray. And my neighbor said, don't you get tired of getting up that early? And I said, are you kidding? I can't wait to see what Jesus, I never know what he's going to do or what he's going to take me to show me. It's been an adventure.
I want to ask you a question. And you know, this is a question that I often have to answer myself, because I am trying to help people. But the question is, Daniel, I have so much pain and so much that I've dissociated, so many broken things inside of me. It's hopeless. Let me ask you a question. What gives you hope, considering Jesus, what you are overcoming?
Okay. What gives me hope is that there's a plan that's waiting to unfold.
Wow.
That I am not allowed to know, because Jesus keeps saying, if I know, if the enemy's going to know.
Wow.
But there's something exciting coming. And it's, you know, whether they bring in the New World Order in, or your global governance, as they call it now, Jesus has a plan. And I believe he has a plan to supernaturally, through his miracle, release people worldwide who have been through all of this, what I've been through, and all these SRA survivors. He's going to do it, and he's going to do it differently. It's the way I sort of see it is that Sue wrote the book to expose it. And we need to know what's happened, but there'll come a time when all of the memories, the people aren't going to need to sit and just have all these memories over and over. Jesus is going to go, whoop, by his spirit. He's going to wipe them clean. He's going to, I believe I'm going to be part of a miracle ministry where Jesus is going to heal and deliver.
My gosh.
Whole package of for victims, because it's time, and he knows their hearts. He knows everything that happened to them, and he knows the timing. And I would just say to survivors, you know, I'm still not out of the place where I'm out of pain, where I'm completely out of pain. You know that. I have times when I feel, when I've just had memories, when I feel I can't handle this. And then it's like last night, I read more of these memories, just trying to review it. And the ones I read were worse than these. And I was sick. I couldn't eat dinner. And I was in so much pain. And I went and got in bed. And I said, Jesus, please take this. Take my pain from my body. Take my pain. Take my pain. Take all of this emotional. Take everything, just take everything. And I slept like a baby. He took it.
Wow. There it is.
So I think it's all a matter of us knowing that we can ask him to do stuff. And he'll do it. I mean, he'll do it. So, You know, sometimes at night I lay down and my heart's just pounding, and I realize I'm not in his peace, and I've had memories or something's been upsetting or something. And I'll start praying, Holy Spirit, please fill me to overflowing with your peace. And I keep praying that until I'm in his peace. And some nights it takes a while, and some nights it's just I'm right there. So I would just encourage everyone to do that, and for everyone to know that's been through this, that you're not alone. There are lots of us, and we are coming out, and we are coming out with Jesus, and he's the power. So, it's gonna be very interesting to see what his plan is going forward.
Thank you so much for saying that. I couldn't agree more. I actually am convinced that there's going to be an open season of just, and it's in conjunction with what they're going to be calling the Great Awakening. There is a Great Awakening in this generation, but that awakening is coming from the false reality overlay that has covered up all of this mind control and all of these projects that have happened under that banner. And the reality is the awakening is going to happen at every level, top to bottom, all at once. And it's going to be in mass. And so the idea that God has a plan is, to me, I think the entire operation they call the deep state and the globalist campaign is in dire straits right now, because the most compromising aspect of what they've done is that their entire system falls apart when the mind control breaks.
That's exactly what I was going to say, is that if and when, or I should say maybe when Jesus sets all of these slaves free, the New World Order can't function, because the New World Order requires all these mind control slaves to be in their places, robotically doing their work worldwide. And if Jesus sets them free, which I'm buying a ticket for that. I believe that what's going to happen is that we are depopulating Satan's army, and his power is only in all of us. He has none. So I can't wait for this rescue. I really believe that God is going to go worldwide, and I'm just getting shit. Oh my gosh. He's going to be making available places where people can get free. And you're probably going to be right in the middle of it. Everybody stay tuned. I pray that the Holy Spirit will, how do you say this? Call all of the slaves, call them to exactly where they need to be to get free, that they will know, because they're going to have to know in their spirit. I don't know, that his invitation would be felt and known, and they would just be drawn right where they need to go to get delivered. Jesus is all about it. That's what I mean. I've done this for 5 years, and I'm getting there. Still have more to go, but I'm a lot better than I was, and I'm sometimes in the deepest throes of it now. But he shows me it's not going to last, that recovery. It's just a have to get you got to get some of this untangled, and that's where the prayers in Dan Duvall's books will untangle you, and so. Those books are really important to have, that you could use them as a resource.
Well, we are fighting a good fight of faith. Thank you for everything you said. I mean, that's like, time to cheer, stand up, round of applause. Thank you, Jesus. Like, there is hope,
Thank you,
friends. There
Jesus.
is a move of heaven coming, and if you were told what it looked like now, you wouldn't believe it. That is what I believe. The Bible says, "Yet once more will I shake the heavens and the earth." And that's, I think,
Yes.
what we can be looking forward to. And it's going to strike this entire world, the world of mind control, the world of genetic engineering. And the beauty is, and I can say this as someone that's, you know, on the front lines, like we're watching Jesus undo the, not just the mind control, not just the, you know, brokenness from trauma, not just the demonization. He's undoing the artificial intelligence installations. He's taking out the implants. He's overriding the computer programs. He's deleting the nanotech. All this tech stuff that they have been engineering, whatever their sources are. And it's failing to overcome the power of the blood of Jesus in real time. And that's where our resources are heavily like weighted. It's like, yeah, we're going after the holograms and we're going after the, like the hybrids and the Nephilim and the spirit children, all this stuff. It is not superior to the finished work of Jesus. And so when critical mass comes, I think this thing is going to be just fun to watch. So Esther, thank you. Thank you for your bravery and your willingness to say yes. And we will see more reviews soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And for the rest of you listening, until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
You've been listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. Visit me at dandeval.com where you'll discover merch, books, and the opportunity to engage in our private social network. Join the tribe by subscribing to our email list and supporting this podcast.